like, you can shit your pants. Hopefully your chones are like are thick enough to handle your dump, and you could just ditch and clean, and then you're right back on the saddle.
All right. Episode 132 of the Fair Enough podcast. We are balls deep into football. We're going football today. We had a little hiatus. Michael is back on the job. We got some work stuff going on, but so we don't know what the schedule is going to look like moving forward. But the rest of October, we're going to be rocking and rolling here. So a lot of football today. But first, Jack and I were in Dally.
Dude, we haven't potted since Dally. I'm just now realizing that.
No. What are your thoughts, feelings on the trip? Jack's first, well, we've only done two of them, but this is the first one that Jack's been on. Boys trip to an away Lions game.
Dude, it was phenomenal. I have not had that much fun in that stretch of time in a very long time, and it was just perfect. We were absolutely buzzing the whole time. We got to see all sorts of dumb shit, and it was great. Go Lions.
Good group.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Good group, I think, helps.
Phenomenal group.
Yep. A little bit of everything. You got your wild cards. You got your quiet guys. You got your loud guys.
Dude, just so much funny shit. And I swear, the hardest I laughed the whole trip was fucking turning around when we were at IHOP leaving Dallas at the airport. it's you and Cressy at that tiny ass table, and Cress is just drinking a big ass glass of white milk.
What do you think about that move, Michael? What? So I'm sitting there, and like Jack said, so all the other guys like had a big table together, and it was just me and Cressy at this other table. And they walk by, I'm drinking a chocolate milk, and Cressy's just got a big glass of 2%. Just regular 2% milk.
At IHOP, I think. I think that's insane.
Dude, I shit you not, I laughed for 15 minutes straight. Like, I could not catch my fucking breath.
It's the most Cressy move of all time.
In a normal, like at home, I think that's perfectly fine. But at an IHOP, that's an insane. You get a water, chocolate milk, maybe an orange juice. You never go white milk, dude.
Just the white milk. Oh, I love that kid. Good trip though, and Saturday was very cool. We got to go to the state fair in Texas by the Cotton Bowl there. That was holy fucking people. So many people there. It was crazy. And it was big. It was definitely huge, don't get me wrong. But like, it wasn't like overwhelming big. Like, you kind of knew once we took that walk around the stadium, Jack, I was like, oh, okay. Like, you could easily understand where everything is here. I thought it was going to be like I don't know why my brain was just like, this is going to be miles of fair.
Well, it's because the one guy was like, oh, you could be there all weekend and not see the whole thing. And that was complete bullshit for sure.
Not true. Walk 2 days. Take max. One lap.
One day. Yeah. One lap.
Yeah.
But before we even got into the fair, Michael, we had a 40-minute Uber ride that turned into an hour and 40-minute Uber ride.
I was going to say.
And then we finally get there. We're like a mile outside of the fair, not moving at all. So we just told our Uber driver to pull over, and we just walked the rest of the way there. We get there, find the line, stand in line for an hour. We're almost up to the front before we realize we're not in the right line. So then we had to walk like another half mile to the correct line, in which there was no line. You could just walk straight in.
Oh, were you in like a VIP line or something?
Nope. We were just in the line on the side of like where people were going into the Cotton Bowl, like going into the game.
Yeah, it was like game tickets only.
And it was by the Amtrak. Like, it was a popular area for sure. And, you know, sometimes you got to go look for the back door, and that's what we did. And, of course, walked right in after just sitting there like idiots for an hour.
That's real tough, dude.
It was rough. Man. But on the way, we had a little adventure.
Oh, dude.
I think you got to tell the story, Jack. You've been telling it. You've told it 100 times, you said.
Yeah, because it's fucking hilarious, and I didn't know the human body was capable of having to piss as bad as I had to piss on this Uber ride to the state fair. Bro, I've like, everybody's got to pee sometimes, and you're like, oh, shoot, I'm gonna piss all over the place. This time, like, holding in this piss was making my whole body cramp. Like, I couldn't think of another thought but pissing in my pants. My head was hurting. My body was aching. Our Uber driver, of course, did not speak any English. So I'm talking to Bob. Bob's sitting in the passenger seat right next to the driver. And I'm like, Bob, I need you to say something. Like, we got to pull over here or I'm going to the bathroom in this guy's car right now. And Bob pulls out like 3 Spanish words. The guy understands. Bob's like, baño? And he's like, oh, Wendy? So we turn right into this fucking Wendy's. We all run in there. I'm fucking hodled over. Like, I could not even move my torso. I was going to pee that bad. We go in there and the chick tells us that the restroom is out of order. So then I'm like, fuck, we got to go somewhere else. And then Dan McConnell's dad, shout out Dan McConnell's dad, he's like, hell nah, we're pissing behind the dumpster. So fucking like 6 of us run back there, piss, hop back in the Uber, and we're home free.
Yep.
I've never felt more relieved, but I genuinely think I might have peed like 3 liters out of my body. It was insane.
It kind of reminded me of the Family Guy. You know the Family Guy part where he's like, oh, you speak English? And the guy's like, nope, just that sentence and this one explaining it. That's how I felt being like, baño? And he was like, yeah. Wendy's? And I was like, yeah, let's fucking do it.
See.
See, yeah. So, yeah. Well,
dude, and he was so cool about it. I was like, I will pay him whatever amount of money it takes for him to stop at a bathroom. And he didn't do nothing. He just agreed.
Where do you think that measures along, like, pain or torture as far as like having to pee that bad? Because I was thinking like, oh, like what if you got a really bad hangnail that you're just kind of dealing with during the day? What if you got like a canker sore that you're dealing with during the day? Like,
I'll take both of those over the way I just felt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, having to piss is a different animal.
Better than having to shit. Actually, I don't know.
Having to shit, you almost don't even like have the option really to hold it sometimes. I mean, you're going to shit your pants.
Fucking,
I'm not shitting my pants. I mean, I have, but I'm not doing it now. But if I had to piss and piss my pants, like I would just fucking.
That's what I was just about to say. At that point, I was literally just going to say that. Like, I'd be willing to just piss myself if I really had to.
Pissing your pants is way less detrimental. For sure.
Yeah, you can kind of go on with, well, honestly, though.
You could, like, hang out with piss in your pants. You're definitely not hanging out with shit in your pants. You could,
what's up, fellas?
You could definitely, I think shit in your pants is actually easier to manage because you can just go fucking, if you have anywhere to clean yourself up, you can manage this, but piss your pants are pissy. Like, you can shit your pants. Hopefully your chones are like, are thick enough to handle your dump, and you could just ditch and clean, and then you're right back on the saddle. Pissing your pants, you physically have to change your fucking pants.
True, that's true. That's a good point. You get rid of the underwear, and you're kind of home free as long as you didn't splatter.
Yeah, you have an out at least. Like, at least you have a way out. I mean, you might smell like shit, which that in and of itself is a whole problem. Like, you can't be smelling like dump, but. But I mean, at least you know, if you're lucky enough to be around the right bathroom, you might be able to get out of Dodge without anyone knowing you shit your pants.
Yep. Wow.
But pissing your pants, I think though, like, or not pissing your pants, but like having to take a pee, like that stomach gut wrenching feeling, which I feel like it's the same with both pee, like bladder and butthole, B&B. I do think it's unbearable, but like there are ways to, like, I don't know, man. Like, you figure
take mind
out
a off it for a sec.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure Jack was coming up with all kinds of ways when he was sitting back there.
I was trying, but bro, I shit you not. The roads in Dallas are worse than the fucking roads in Michigan. They're terrible.
It's a bit bumpy. And oh, what an antagonizing feeling that is, just going over a hard bump when you got to piss.
Dude, it was so bad, bro. But when Dave and I were in the back of that bus, that was the worst bumpage I've ever experienced in my whole life, I think. I mean, we were legitimately like, I thought my head was going to hit the ceiling a couple times.
Oh, you're talking about the bus to the game.
Yeah, that was yeah, that brutal. Was crazy.
Shout out to Pam. Got us there and home safely.
Yeah, she was great.
Bus was bumpy.
Bro, Mike, they had us in the back of the bus, and that's also where all the drinks and cups and ice were. So they had me and Dave making drinks. I spilled so much booze all over the goddamn place. Like, I couldn't – there was no pouring without losing half of what I was pouring.
Yep. Jesus.
You made me a couple good ones. They're stiff, but they're good.
I was just trying to get it in there. That's all.
Yep. I was fucked up when we got to the game because of you, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But Saturday, just to backtrack quick, I would definitely go back to the fair, but I want to go to the game. The game looked and sounded, just like being around the fair while the game was going on, Mike, was fucking sick. Just to like hear the roar of the crowd, and then you check your ESPN app really quick and be like, what happened? Oh, big first down, or like anything like that. It was cool. And those people, and we'll transition to Sunday this way, those people care a hell of a lot more about their college football than they do the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, yeah.
And it was like, maybe, I mean, there's definitely Dallas Cowboys fans that care a shit ton. Obviously, they were America's team forever. People all jumped on the bandwagon after the 90s, whatever. But the people at the Texas and Oklahoma game, those people knew ball. Like, I had people in line. Every time I was in line, somebody's like, oh, like, if they saw me on ESPN, they're like, oh, what's the score of this game? What's the score of this? Like, they fucking were like, what's going on in ball? The people at Cowboys Stadium, I would say, and Jack, tell me what you think too, but I feel like it's almost like just something that they do. It's kind of like just like an event where it's like, yeah, like on Sunday we go to church and then we go to Cowboys games. Like, this is just kind of, it's not like, unless it's they just know that their team is bad and they're in this state of like, who cares? But that place was a fucking church. I mean, I know we were up 30-0 in the blink of an eye, but it was quiet in there, and those people were just kind of like, eh, like, whatever.
It felt like this was what they do. You're right. They go to church, they go to the Cowboys game, and then they go to Meijer or Publix.
Yep. And they're sad. Yeah. It's just kind of their life.
But I will say, well, and actually, no. I was going to say, like, when we had our lull, that's how it was, but it wasn't. Ford Field has always been rocking the way it is.
Well, and we are pissed.
Yeah.
And I think Midwest cities get pissed, and East Coast cities get pissed. I think in down south, they'll get pissed about their college football team for sure, and they will let you know. But as far as the NFL teams, I feel like I don't know how much love even the Falcons get in Atlanta, or like the fucking Jags. Do people care about the Dolphins? Like, not the way that we care up here, I don't think.
No, well, Florida is an enigma because there's 100 teams. There's a bunch of Cubans, Mr. 305. Like, it's just, it's not the same. But, dude, I think you guys really experience, like, we're at our wit's end of a team that's going nowhere for the last 10 years, and we're down 35 to a team that we had an emotional win against last year. Like, I think that it was like,
historically, they have just owned us. Just owned us.
That's what I'm saying. I think you guys ran into a perfect storm of Texas football is good, which it hasn't necessarily been over the last 10 years.
True.
Dallas is the definition of just living in mediocrity for the last fucking decade. They keep re-signing these guys. Jerry Jones doesn't really make any real splash. Like, it's all of this perfect storm of like, yeah, we're coming to the game still, and we're probably going to get amped up if they're winning, but we're fucking over it and we're over this team and we need a change kind of thing. I think that you're wrong, though. I think that they're just as fired up about their pro sport with the Cowboys, not necessarily with the Texans or anything like that, but like with the Dallas Cowboys, I think that they are. I think also there's a younger new wave of Cowboys fans that hadn't gotten to experience the glory days.
Yep.
So they're kind of like how you are with the Lions, where like you kind of always seen dog shit and like they were always kind of good, and but they were never good enough. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think that they still get fired up. Obviously the high schools and the colleges are probably a little more like guttural, like real life feeling. Cause like, it's just so personal kind of, cause so many people either go to the school or went to a high school, or, you know, they, this, that, and the other thing, just kind of how like Ohio State, Michigan is. But I do think that the Cowboy faithful is real life. I just think that right now they probably weren't showing it as much as you'd think because of the circumstances. But I could be wrong. I could be very wrong.
No, I think you're right. And I think that if you are right, then the scariest thing for Jerry Jones and anybody in the Cowboys organization should be indifference. Right?
Yeah.
It's great to have people jacked about your team. It's good to have people pissed about your team. Right now, Cowboys fans are just like, we don't see an end. And they shouldn't. Like, nothing is going to change until Jerry Jones either dies or retires. Like, that's the only way shit's going to change.
Did you see him lose his top on that local talk show after the game?
Dude, so funny. So funny.
So funny.
He's such an idiot.
What happened? He's,
essentially he was basically telling this radio host what questions he could or couldn't ask him.
The guy asked him like what went wrong essentially.
Yeah.
And then he flipped his wig and he was like, "You want me to sit up here and tell you what I think went wrong?" He's like, "Don't ask that."
Okay. Like, what do you mean, don't? That's what everybody wants to know. That's like the main question.
Yeah, it's like, well,
we don't have any
right.
other questions.
Yeah, exactly. So, what can I ask you? What are you having for dinner tonight, Jerry?
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry basically walked in, and the radio hosts were like, 47-9, eh? So what's going on with that? Jerry was like, "Are you asking me about football right now?"
Not today, all right?
Yeah, I ain't answering it.
Literally how he responded, like he didn't want to talk about the fucking Cowboys.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, oh, the Cowboys? I plead the fifth.
Yeah, you should have seen me. Should have seen me piece this drive 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, don't you know it's MLB postseason?
Not for nothing. But we used to win back in the 90s, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't asking me what was going wrong then. Why am I giving him a fucking Chicago Brooklyn accent together?
Jerry Jones goes up to WFAN for all of his interviews in New York.
But yeah, that's funny. That's cool that Dallas is awesome and that they won, obviously.
It was cool. Came at a price.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, talking like fiscally, like I mean, like financially.
No, I'm talking Aiden Hutchinson was the price that we paid.
Oh yeah, that was brutal, and it sucks.
That was gross.
We should have healthy scratched him.
I didn't see it.
We were in the concourse. Were you with us, Jack, at the time?
Maybe.
I was at the concourse getting a beer. That might have even been when we were meeting up with Johnny. But then we just heard everybody like, "Oh, dude, Hutch is down," and like, "Oh fuck!" We went and found the TV, and they were showing everybody, like both sidelines had gathered around.
Yeah, no, definitely.
No, I think I was with you.
When a dude starts pulling his gloves off before he fucking gets diagnosed, like there was a video of him. He's like, "Oh, I broke it." Like, you saw his lips reading. Like, so he knew, but it's like, if you start ripping, your first thing that you think to do is start pulling your gloves off, something is terribly wrong. I mean,
because you're like, you're in so much pain that you can't even like handle what's going
on. Yeah, you're like, oh, like, I'm sweating out of my fingertips right now.
Yep. I need to strip everything.
You know that feeling because you've obviously had a pretty serious injury, well, a very serious injury. Did you get that like where you started like kind of like hyperventilating, like super like you got sweaty as fuck and like you knew something was horribly wrong?
Dude, oh, okay. I get lightheaded thinking about
it. Oh yeah. So like that, yeah. That like he was Ew. That it was happening on that much of a level that he had to rip his fucking gloves off. Like I don't think maybe I'm the only one that's thinking of like how much nonsense that is to rip your gloves off first. That's how bad it was. You know what I mean? Like
no, and I think anybody that's had like a serious injury knows like, oh shit, like I know that feeling.
Yeah.
They know exactly what you mean about the ripping the gloves off.
Yeah. Fucking sucks. Yeah, sad. And you know what? And not to jump around too much. It's like, and then it happens again on Monday night where Godwin, it's like you're down 10 with 40 seconds left. Oh. And then the kid's fucking foot's facing the other way. And it's like, why are you even in? I know that was still early second half for Hutch, but like, it sucks that you cannot, like everyone can sit there and say, oh, you should have taken starters out. Or it's like, dude, that was never an option. No coach in the history of pro sports would ever think that way. And it's like, you can't blame the staff. And I don't think anyone does, but like with the Godwin thing, I'm sure they're like, hey, why are we doing this? But like, can't blame the staff. You just got to blame luck. And it's like, that sucks dick, you know, like it couldn't be a quarter later and you can be like, all right, we're going to pop these guys out, you know? And it's like, no, that sucks.
And it's, and you're right. And how often does that happen? How often do the starters get taken out? Fucking never.
If you're up 40, you might get taken out in the whole fourth quarter. But if not, it's like 6 minutes left where you have one drive that you're just running the clock out.
Exactly.
The other team's running the ball. Like
one drive is probably like the threshold, I would say.
Yeah. Like one to two total drives in the game. You know what I mean? Like you either run the ball out or you lose the ball and then the other team just runs in, doesn't try to chuck it. It's like it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody, and I don't think anybody around here can seriously blame anybody for what happened to Hutch. But
So
great day, shitty way to end it. But let's get into it a little bit. Let's get into the NFL slate. And while we're talking about this Hutch situation, I think we have to discuss the replacements that are getting thrown around. Obviously. Won't be able to replace the number one pass rusher thus far in the NFL, but I think they, Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, know that we got to at least try to piece something together. You can't, especially after the Chiefs always make moves like they do. Like you got to make a move if you're a team in our position. So
yeah,
Max Crosby. You've been seeing the shit going on about Max.
Yeah, I saw that there was something going on. I didn't really see all the details. Did he say he's open to be traded, or did the Raiders say anything about potentially trading him? I know I don't really believe anything that I see about Max Crosby if it's not coming from his mouth about like not being in Oakland. Like he definitely loves being a Raider. So like I haven't read into it enough. So what is it? All smoke and mirrors, or what's been going on?
So it's been, and I completely like. I'm totally on par with you. I'm not believing anything that's not coming out of Max's mouth. And so we got two good blurbs from Max this week. So the first one is earlier this week, he basically said, or it might have even been late last week, he said that he like isn't talking about a trade or anything like that, but he wants to play for a winner. He's here to win. He's not here to rebuild. That was like the main thing that people took out of it. I'm not here to rebuild. And so automatically everybody's like, oh shit, maybe he is thinking about leaving. But then yesterday he was on his podcast and he just was like, fuck it, I'm going to address it. I love being a Raider. I want to be a Raider. He said, the NFL's a business. I understand that. Things happen, but just know that I like being a Raider. I want to be here. So it's kind of like he backed off the rebuild statement kind of, but then with the NFL's a business thing, he kind of left it open to be like, well,
whatever happens, happens.
Kind of. Yeah.
I think that though, like him saying that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild, I don't necessarily think that means he wants to leave Oakland. It's just, I think that's like him being like, okay, Devontae was kind of a kind of a unfortunately.
Yeah, we didn't want to see him go.
Yeah, it's like, hey, but he's kind of a diva. And it's like, you know, they really didn't help themselves in the offseason in terms of like getting more pieces, but they didn't like, they just didn't do anything. They stayed stagnant when they're a fucking 5-win team. And I think like the whole quarterback situation might be something too that he's like really just like, hey man, like let maybe like, hey, let's figure this thing the fuck out. You got Minshew, you got fucking McConnell. Like, what are you doing? Either shit or get off the pot type of thing. Yeah. I don't think that necessarily he meant like, I would interpret that like he wants the Raiders to figure their shit out as a organization rather than like, oh, I'd like to go to a winner.
Almost like just a kick in the ass, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm your best player, and I'm just letting you know we got to figure something out. You know what I mean? Like,
I got to say it, I feel like.
Seriously, though.
Things
are
going a little sideways here.
we
might want to straighten some shit up.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, that would be the most ideal thing, but dude, that is a, you know, is it worth, like, on a win now, kind of a short, you don't know where everyone's going to be in 4 years type of team, do you want to give up any draft capital that you have for him? Or are you going to, is it going to be like you sign him or like, you know what I mean? Like, do you give up a two firsts or whatever he's warranting?
You're talking about the Lions?
Yeah.
I hate the idea of two firsts. I've seen a couple lately with like a first and a third, which I would handle that. Like, I can handle that. Two firsts, though, man. Like, that's fucking capital. And it's so hard to get. If we're getting a first back, that means something's going bad.
True.
So, like, we're not going to be able to trade for any firsts anytime soon.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess the only way you can really look at it is that, like...
It better fucking work.
Well, it better fucking work, but also, like, this isn't like a, oh, if we get this piece, we might win. It's like, oh, this team might win no matter what. If we get this piece, it really might work. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a this Aaron Rodgers shit where it's like, oh, we don't know if we're good because we don't ever have a quarterback. Now we got the quarterback. We don't have a receiver. And now we got the receiver and we still lose. And it's like, no, like this is a team that is built to win, is I would say the best team in the NFL. Maybe you got to give it to KC still just because their defense is so good. But like whoever you get, it's only going to help matters. So I don't know. I get what you're saying on that, but like, the whole, oh, it better work thing, it's like, it's either going to work with them or without them, I think, you know?
Like, I kind of feel that way, too,
I think,
honestly.
That the team is good no matter what. You did see Sam Darnold and the Vikings kind of eating a little bit in the beginning of the game with no rush. So it is obviously something they need to, like you said, fill.
We're going to have to blitz more for sure, which is unfortunate.
I don't think Max Crosby... You don't need to get a fucking, you don't need to get a yacht for a fucking a lake. You know what I mean? Like, you just need to go get a nice little boat, put them right in that lake. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you need that big of a piece for that much of your future, even if it's just one first and a third, you know?
You know who is the one that I'm most excited about? And there have been a bunch thrown out there. Obviously, Max, there's been Trey Hendrickson's been thrown out there from Cincy. But
that dude's a dog.
He's a dog, but they're kind of going in the right direction. Why would they get rid of their best pass rusher?
No, yeah.
Miles Garrett, but that's such a heavy price, just like Max Crosby. Is. The one that I've liked that's been thrown around is Harold Landry in Tennessee.
I mean, that
guy's got 12 and a half sacks in his last 17 games.
I was going to say, dude, that D-line is nasty, and he's obviously part of it, and he's obviously their guy. So, I mean, if you – dude, like, that's a boat. You know, that's the perfect size boat.
That's a boat. That's what I mean. That's all we need.
Because you don't need a Hutchinson. You need a guy who's going to give you half of – at least half of Hutchinson. You need
– We need pressures. Yeah. More than we need sacks.
Exactly.
We need Sam Darnold was in the first half was not uncomfortable. He was very comfortable.
Yes.
And in the game, this is a wild stat too. We had 15 pressures the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Hutch had 15 by himself against Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was gonna say how many dropbacks did they have where fucking like he probably dropped back 40 times at least. It's like, I mean, you granted 15 is not a horrible number, but it's like you need more. Especially because like you have a lot of ball hawk DBs, but you don't have a lot of like shutdown DBs right now. So,
no.
Like,
you we got grabby DBs.
Yeah. And you got guys that will that play the ball really well. And they, you know, obviously what's his name? Kirby
Branch,
Joseph and Branch
and,
leading the
and Joseph both, yeah, four interceptions apiece, which
yeah,
is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
eight interceptions out of your safety duo.
Yeah, and I think that there's one other guy that has five. It's like, so it's like, dude, they're there, yeah. But yeah, like you don't get guys that are just absolute lockdown right now. So
right,
those pressures are huge for a defense that is bend don't break, turnover fucking heavy, sack heavy. Like you need to definitely need to. I think yeah, you need to get a boat. Simple.
Yep.
I mean, it's simple as that. I think. I don't know though. You'll see. We'll see. They haven't really made any move yet, right? Obviously, there's only been a few moves.
Nope. So we'll see. We got 2 weeks till the deadline.
Yeah.
I believe it's like a Tuesday or something weird like that.
I honestly want to, like, dude, I honestly would like to put a future on the Lions when this is rolling out because the fact that they didn't lose against the Vikings.
After the Hutch injury,
not even that. There was just so much mental and like, there was so much emotion that went into that Cowboys game. It looked like, I mean, think about like the play calling at the end. They wanted to get a lineman a touchdown so badly. Like,
oh yeah,
they that was such a like, hey, we're gonna fucking whatever. Like, as if the Vikings were like a look ahead almost. Like the fact that was that had letdown game written all over it from the start. And then they come out and they get punched in the mouth. They're down fucking 17-3 or whatever, the 14-0, whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. And
10-0.
Or yeah, was it just 10? Whatever. And it, mm-hmm. and then they fucking win. And they, you know, it's like that is the like you're a betting guy, but like if you're ever betting, like that's you're taking the Vikings all day off a bye, fucking at home. Fucking, you know,
after
like,
an emotional Lions
win. That's
what
I'm saying. It's like, and then they still fucked around and won the game. Like, that's insane to me. Like, I was not a believer in the terms of like, dude, they're not beating KC in the fucking Super Bowl. But like, after that, I'm like, dude, they might be able to beat KC in a Super Bowl.
Seriously. Just a resilient bunch.
It's wild because the last couple of years they were, but they weren't like this. Like, they would still go lose.
They weren't talented.
Yeah, and this
now
is like,
they're very talented.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm like, holy fuck. And obviously the offense is just a well-oiled machine.
Yep. God, shout out to Ben Johnson. What a fucking psycho that guy is.
Yeah.
We got Bears bye week. What do you think about this bye week? Week 7?
I don't mean to bite off a fucking big cat, but we lost the fucking bye week.
Why?
What do you mean? We literally lost. Because
the pack won too,
dude. We went down in our standings in the NFC North somehow when there was a divisional game and fucking the Packers playing Houston, and we're last in the we went from third in the division to last in the division without fucking stepping on the field. That's a bad fucking week, dude. And you have the Lions and the Vikings in a nail biter. So you're like, dude, you don't know who's the fuck. They're both really good. And you have the Packers go beat the Texans, and you're like. These motherfuckers don't miss.
Like, yeah, for real. If you guys were in a lot of other divisions, you'd be in fucking business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just, yeah, I agree. And
you would own the NFC South. You would just own
absolutely.
It. It'd be yours.
And we have the fucking, according to fucking whatever it was, we have the toughest remaining schedule now because of how good our division is. We have like... we have the Patriots, Arizona, and like the Commanders coming up. Those could all be wins. Those aren't like the hardest games. Commanders are good, but you know, and it's like though, and then the rest, it's like all the division games, the 49ers and the Seahawks. It's like, oh my fucking god, like we might lose out, dude. Like they're like the Bears are good enough to win a lot of those games, but they're also good enough to lose all of, literally all of those games. So it's tough. The NFC is good. The NFC North is amazing. It's weird.
One of the better divisions I think we've seen in football in a minute, at least to start off. This is fucking hot.
Yeah, and I mean, dude, the thing is, the only thing that's good is that you're either gonna get a rich man's version of like how the NFC East has been, where like they all just kind of beat each other, and then their division or their records aren't as good as they technically should be, or
right.
You're really gonna see one or two of the teams really fucking released from the herd, where it's like, oh, these are the two dogs, and then these are the teams that are still growing, because all four of the teams, I mean, all three of the other teams other than the Lions are like all trending in the right direction. You just don't know if they really got it like that. So, I mean, whatever. We'll see, man. I think, weirdly enough, going 3-0 over the next 3 weeks is imperative. Like, it's if we want to get a wild card spot, like, we have to win at least two of these, and then hopefully we split in the division, or we have to win all three of these for sure, and then hopefully, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough.
Dude, it's
tough.
It's going to be a grind, like, even for the Lions and the Vikings. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like, that's the thing.
No, yeah. I'm not just saying as the Bears, but, like, I just was talking about the Bears because of the situation, but, like, I agree 100%, dude.
Yeah. Like, the Lions, so they got the Titans at home this week, which is, like, holy fuck, great timing for that. And then we got to go to Lambeau. I don't feel great about that game.
Absolutely not.
Dude, I don't honestly feel great about
Packers
it at all.
The Packers offense is unbelievable, but they are vulnerable.
Oh yeah.
If you can fucking win the turnover battle, which this is a really fucking obvious thing to say about any football game, if you can win and or tie the turnover battle against the Packers, you're in the fucking driver's seat, and that defense is vulnerable. And Love has an ego. He thinks he's the best quarterback in the world, and he'll chuck the ball around like a psycho. And if you got good DBs, like both our teams do, we'll pick that motherfucker off. I'm telling you that. I promise you that. If you put a little pressure on him. Because you saw that throw a couple weeks ago against the Rams when he was in his own red zone or his own end zone. He fucking underhand threw it to other team for a pick six. I'm like, this guy... I was up and
you're an asshole,
dude. I stood up. It was my dad's birthday, and everyone in my family's here, like all my siblings and shit. I'm like, look at this fucking, look at this fucking guy. He's the worst. I was like, this guy's getting 55 fucking mil. Oh, I was laying into this motherfucker, dude, for like 3 minutes, which is such a long time to be yelling by yourself.
Oh,
couldn't stop. Too like long. This fucking guy. Oh, it was hilarious. But yeah, so Love was whatever. But yeah, no, going into Lambeau, never fun.
No. Should we do some where do you think, who do you think is going to win the division at this point?
The NFC North?
Yeah, we'll do all eight.
Oh, I was going to say, well, let's not do the North here. Let's not, don't make me do this.
Okay. Let's start with the AFC.
Say it, Michael. Say it.
We'll do the NFC
last. We'll do the NFC North last. AFC East. So we got the Bills at 5-2, and oh my God, this division's bad.
Yeah.
The Dolphins at 2-4, the Jets at 2-5, and the Patriots at 1-6.
I'm gonna go with the chalk on this one and say the Bills might fuck around and win the division.
Dude, I wonder what their odds are at right now. Jack, can you check that for us?
-1500.
Bills to win the division.
At least 1500, -1500.
Dude.
But Tua's coming back, so you never know. Maybe they go on a run and
Where do you stand on the Rodgers Jets situation that's going on with Adams? I think I feel right about this one.
It's -750 on that.
Anything was gonna change. -750.
That's not as bad as I thought.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm confused.
So after they got Adams, like I was like in my head, I was like, nothing's gonna change.
And then
they go out and they lose to the Steelers in like a game that they were just never even in.
Yeah, and it almost kind of in like a must-win situation.
Dude, literally, I was like, this is such a Jets spot. They have to win. Like, fucking, it's the Steelers. I don't know. It just, Russ is coming back. It made too much sense to bet the Jets, and I was like, can't do it.
Yeah. What is that division? That's the Texans, Colts, right?
Who's that?
That division.
The East?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm an idiot. We're talking about the Bills. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, they're
about the Bills and or the Jets and the Steelers.
Yeah, they're dead in the water. I mean, there's no glue. They have no glue.
They have no glue.
They have no fucking glue, dude. It's just, they're good on paper. They got a lot of good names.
Yeah, but they're not a team.
If you look at their offense on paper, it's the best two receivers, running back, quarterback combo in the whole league. But it ain't it.
Yep, and they just can't get anything done. Can't move the ball at all. It's wild, actually.
Yeah, it's stupid. So,
So Bills and a fucking landslide. AFC North getting a little interesting with Baltimore and Pittsburgh both at 5-2. Cincy won last week at 3-4. Cleveland dumpster fire. It's over for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Baltimore might be the best team in the league.
Pitt, very fraudulent, right? Pitt defense really good, but Pitt just fraudulent overall, it feels like.
I think, and I don't like to compare the two because I don't want to make it seem like my Bears aren't real, but, like, I kind of compare the Pitt team to kind of like the Bears. They have a lot going on, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of in a situation where it's going to be tough to, like, really catch lightning in a bottle and, like, win. You're going to sneak in. You're going to get a wild card spot. Probably going to lose first round to a better team. And you're going to go home and be like, yeah, they had a good season. Do they got a good future? Maybe. But, like, this year, they're kind of in the same situation. Does that make sense?
I would completely agree. They're on the same tier. I would say.
Exactly. Like, they're going to make the playoffs. The Bears might not, but, like, because the AFC's dog shit. Pittsburgh is going to make the playoffs, but they're going to be a wild card team. They're going to get bounced early. That's just Tomlin's recipe.
Yeah, and they just don't look good in those white jerseys on the road. I'm going to be honest. They don't. And that's how you know every playoff game that they're the fucking lower seed. It's like, that's not going to work. Yeah, I agree. I think Baltimore just kind of runs away.
They're just eventually. The offense is just so good.
And their Cincy in too deep of a hole.
I think that's exactly. I think Cincy's in too deep of a hole. And their offense is so good, and their defense is kind of having a down year, but they're still 5-2, and the offense is just unreal. Like, as long as Henry stays healthy, I think that team breaks records rushing this year.
Yeah. And, when he was out, they were just like, all right, well, we'll just fucking feed Justice Hill. And it worked.
Just chuck it up to Bateman. Like, who the fuck is that? Like,
Rashad Bateman pops off last night. Zay Flowers has a catch. Yeah. He got hurt early as fuck.
Don't matter. Doesn't matter.
And they still just roll. Yeah. Baltimore definitely in a coin flip, I'd say, for the best team in football right now.
Yeah,
let's go AFC South.
Who's
a little
that?
Weird.
That's Houston.
We got Houston 5-2, Indy 4-3, Jacksonville, the London Jags at 2-5, and the Titans 1-5.
So what did I say before the season started? I said that I think Indy might fuck around and win that division.
Dude, if Joe's playing.
See, that's the thing. Richardson ain't cutting it for me.
He
right
ain't.
Now.
He ain't it.
Fucking
dude.
Bad, dog.
He ain't it.
But, dude, like, they're a team. They're frisky because, like, their defense is good. They have crazy big play potential. If this dude can figure it out, it's only 7 weeks in or 6 weeks in. Like, or seven weeks in? Yeah, 7 weeks in.
Yeah.
You can turn it around as quarterback. You're young, this, that, and the other thing. He could turn it around. I don't think it's going to happen. But
no.
I think Houston wins it, but I don't think their record is going to be phenomenal. I don't think that it's going to be like a 12-team and an 11-win team, 12-win team and 11-win team, like, fighting for it. I think it's going to be like Houston only ends up with 10 wins, and Indy's fucking around searching for number 9. You know what I mean? Like, in that general range, I think. I think Houston has some negative regression or some regression to happen right now.
Their offense was a bit lost against the Packers, I would say.
They're just a little clunky right now.
You know?
Yeah.
I think they're the Lions 2 years ago. They're the Lions 2 years ago when we beat the Pack at the end of the year to go 9-7 and just miss a playoff spot because somebody else won at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of I think that's where the Texans are. Like they're fighting the battle in the right direction. They just got a couple more fucking miles to get there.
Yeah.
Talent's good.
Yeah. And
they're just not a team.
They're going to have kind of like a, well, yeah. And you know, they've added a lot this year. Danielle Hunter, obviously nice. Joe Mixon, Stephon
been
Diggs.
Very nice.
I think they have a guy in the DB that they signed as well. I can't think of who it is right now. They have a lot of new faces. They definitely seem clunky. Like Nico Collins being out definitely hurts their downfield passing game.
He's so good.
And he's so good. And it's like, you know, Tank Dell is good, but he's very, like, I don't know. He's the perfect third guy.
Yeah, he's good when Nico's good.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I think that the team is just, like, there's so much talent that, like, and they're in such a shit division that they're gonna win the division. But I don't know if they're ready to make that push into the Super Bowl category for me.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah, Houston. AFC West. KC 6-0. I mean, this division's just dog shit.
Dude,
Denver, Chargers, Raiders, blah,
honestly,
blah, blah.
The AFC is bad.
It is.
It's the top dogs, it's a four-man race for the AFC, dude. It's really a three-man race, and that's about it. And
yeah,
it's like,
it's Bills, Ravens, Chiefs.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And it's like, and even the Bills have been so, like, finicky.
It's like, we don't know. They beat one of those teams on the road? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It almost kind of seems like a two-man race right now. You saw the fucking Ravens demolish the Bills earlier in the year. And it's like, they won, like, 42-10 or whatever. And it's like, dude, I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like a two-man race. The whole AFC is just kind of like, meh. It's just kind
after
of
that, you're right. It's just very meh.
Yeah, there's just nobody that's, like, nobody's gonna. And Pittsburgh might be the only team that you can be like, oh man, they might fuck around and really hurt, you know, hurt some feelings out there. But I don't think that they're good enough to do that either.
I don't think so. I really don't. Not on the road.
No, it's pretty lame because it's like, dude, as fans like on our side, it's like, dude, we have like 8 teams that can win the NFC, and like I'm not even counting the fucking Bears. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
We got dogs now, especially now that Washington's good. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
We got some dogs. Let's head there. NFC East. Commanders at 5-2, Philly at 4-2, Dallas at 3-3 now, and the Giants at 2-5.
You know, I still think the Cowboys win that division, man. I swear. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are so fucking bad. They're so bad. Like
the talent is so good.
It's not,
should be good.
They have the worst coach in the league. Jalen Hurts is kind of a fraud. Other than Saquon and AJ Brown, everyone on the defense is like not playing up to their potential. Maybe they're just not that good. Darius Slay is getting older. CJ Gardner-Johnson getting older. Like all these guys.
Maddox has been there for 10 years.
Yeah, they got Cooper DeJean They have him.
Yep.
One of those fucking, they have another white boy in the Blankenship. It's like they're just not that great. And I don't believe in the Commanders. I really don't. I think that they had a really easy schedule to start. They've won big. That's the thing that's been impressive is how their winning margin is pretty fucking cool. It's pretty crazy. But, like, I don't know. I just think Dallas has to be able to figure it out. I really do.
I think they're broken.
I really do. I hope you're right. But
I think they are. I think they're broken. I think they have no hope. I think they understand that their offense is just absolutely nothing. The O-line's not what it used to be. And their defense is fucking Swiss cheese in the back end. Swiss cheese.
I mean, you're right, but it just I don't know, man. I don't know. I think there's part of me that just doesn't want the Commanders to win that division. As a Caleb fan at this point.
I was going to say, yeah, this is like a weird like rookie rivalry thing.
There is, because they're both so solid. It's like they're right. they're both genuinely going to be good for hopefully a long time in the league. So it's like you want your guy to do better. I just don't believe in Philly at all. So I think, I don't know. I think it's going to be the boys. I do.
Okay. I like the Commandies. I think
yeah, that's the first time we disagree, because it's the fucking NFC, and the NFC is stacked.
Yep. NFC South, Atlanta and Tampa, both at 4-3 now.
Yeah.
The Saints at 2-5 and Carolina at 1-6.
You know, I think they both teams had a bad loss. Tampa obviously playing Baltimore a little more like, hey, that's just a really good team. But Atlanta losing to Seattle, kind of getting fucking mollywopped. Weird losses for both of them.
Yep.
Both high-powered offenses. Weird. I don't know. I think right now just the health of Atlanta makes me want to go Atlanta, just because you
lose. Yeah, dude.
Godwin's out for the year.
Evans is going to be out.
Yeah,
he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, they said till after the bye week.
Dude, it's a hammy. You never know.
Yeah. You just kind of don't got anyone to throw to. Baker's kind of a loose cannon. You need trustworthy receivers. Their defense is middle of the pack. Yeah, I just think Atlanta has a little more going for them in terms of, like, momentum and, like, just health right now. Because, like, Atlanta last year is the opposite. They were so banged up they couldn't fucking beat anyone, because literally every week a new guy's going down. Now it's kind of flip-flopping the other way. And the Saints are a lost cause. You were right. Give hand up for Bob. Bob, that's a mini clap for you.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because the Saints are fucking cheeks. Maybe if
they're horrible.
Bad, that team is dog shit.
Dude, I fucking knew it. Okay. I knew it.
You were right. 100% right. Never had a chance. That team's dipped. Dog shit. I'm going Atlanta, though, to win that division. I was a betting man.
Yep. I'm going to be there too. I just don't see, now that Tampa's lost everybody, I don't see it happening. And yeah, that I'm putting the Saints and the Panthers on the same level at this point. They both fucking stink.
That's crazy. Dude. That's crazy. I mean, at least the Saints have lost Olave, fucking Derek Carr. Like, they've lost guys, dude. Like, fucking the Panthers. Dude, Andy Dalton's not starting this week because he got into a car accident yesterday.
Like, dude's banged up, all right?
Dude, like, that team is just you're crazy, but I'll let you have it because you were right.
Fuck the Saints.
Fuck the Saints.
NFC West. God, what a shit show.
Can I say
this
a Saints joke real quick? You know who Daniel Tosh is?
Yeah, hit me.
He said that one time he went into New Orleans and someone backstage bet him like $10 to say something. He comes out, opens the show up with, "Fuck the Saints. I'm not going to pander your city because you guys needed a well-needed bath." This is like right after Hurricane Katrina.
Well-needed bath.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's good.
Fuck the Saints.
NFC West is a shit show. Seattle at 4-3. Everybody else has a losing record. Arizona and San Fran at 3-4, and the Rams.
You know what? I think Seattle hangs on to that division.
You think so?
I think so, just because of how, if McCaffrey doesn't come back, obviously Ayuk's out. Like, I don't like playing it by like, oh, this team's healthier, but like it is so important.
Yeah,
like, they're like not just like banged up; they're like injured. Bad,
right?
And I just don't know. And they have guys on the defensive side that are hurt. I just don't know if they can make it up, man. Like, yeah, tough schedule. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
So you're saying it's essentially gonna have to, like, Seattle's gonna have to try to lose this thing.
I don't know. I mean, they look like they just beat Atlanta.
I agree. Who's gonna change?
That's what I'm saying. They and their one loss, I mean, the Giants loss for Seattle was tough, but like, yep. These are the Lions which was a close game until the 10-minute mark.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's like
whole game.
They're, you know, I don't know who else they lost to, but like, they're, I don't know, man. I think that they might have to try and lose it. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't see Arizona like doing anything to Chase.
No,
I don't either. San Fran, like you said, is broken, and the Rams are. I saw a rumor today, and this will be a good transition right into the NFC North. I saw a Matt Stafford to Minnesota rumor today. Did you see that?
No, I was seeing Cooper Kupp things.
To Minnesota?
No, just like
out of Rams?
Yeah, like that Pittsburgh should go and get him, or the fact that KC was trying to get him and they couldn't, they couldn't offer enough. But like, I saw Stafford to other teams. I did not see Stafford to the Vikings though.
I wouldn't really. I mean, Stafford, I think, is definitely better than Sam Darnold, but I don't think that it's like a necessary move.
No, I think it's
why you would ever do that.
Yeah, I think it's a lateral move at best at this point in Stafford's career. I mean, Darnold moves better. Stafford.
I don't think you would ever do that to the locker room.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be stupid.
Like the locker room would be like, "What the? Well, why'd you just get rid of our guy?"
Yeah,
I don't get winning.
It. Yeah. I also was seeing, I saw something like a TikTok video or some stupid shit like, oh, you know, you're starting to see Sam Darnold's real true colors. I'm like, dude, the guy had like two bad throws last week and then played a really good team and lost by fucking 1 point. Like, what do you mean you've seen his true colors? Like, he's fucking 5-1 and he's still in the MVP race, I think, very firmly. Like,
yep.
What are you talking about? So, yeah, that would be dumb as fuck.
So who do you think wins the division?
Fuck, you're going to make me say it. The Bears, motherfucker! Yeah, right. No, I think the Lions wind up winning it.
Let's go.
I don't.
We got the approval.
It's going to be tight, though. I mean, if it's not tight by the record, it's going to be tight by the fucking point margin. I'm telling you that, man. I think it's going to be close game after close game after close game. Be six close games for every fucking division game. It's going to be crazy. Our team. I mean.
Yep. If you see a +3.5, you better take it.
I mean, seriously, though, dude. Like,
every division game.
Yeah. Like, I mean, especially when you're, if you're, like, the Bears will be road dogs a lot. I mean, home dogs a lot. It's like, dude, just take the fucking points.
You know what I mean? You have to.
That's what I'm
saying.
You have to. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to be road or home dogs against, like, every team probably. And take the fucking Bears plus every time. They'll probably lose fucking two or three of them for sure. But it'll be by a fucking game-winning field goal. I'm telling you that.
Two or three of them. That's all of them.
Well, that's there's three of them. One or two of them, I should say, not three of them. They're going to win at least one fucking home game in the division.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah, probably the Lions fuckers.
If the Lions beat the Pack in 2 weeks, I'd be okay with us losing to the Bears on the road.
Yeah, that's fair.
If we beat the Pack and the Vikings, I'd be fine with going 2-1 on the
road. Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. If you can go 2-1 and then 2-1 or even 2-1 and 3-0, it's like, you can't be upset. Even if you go 2-1, 2-1. If you go 4-2 in the division, you should be in the driver's seat.
Damn. All right, gents. That's all eight of them.
Yeah. So, how fucking shitty though. And I don't like Jameis Winston by any means. I mean, Deshaun Watson by any means. But how fucked up is it that the dog pound was like cheering for this guy when he just popped his Achilles, bro? Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Really,
it's fucked up.
It is fucked up, man.
They were pissed in the press conference.
Oh, absolutely.
Rightfully so. But now Jameis gets the start.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. I mean, I don't have any. It doesn't matter to me anymore because Amari Cooper got fucking traded and I have him in fantasy. But but I would like to see him do well. I'd like to see Jameis do well. I'd like to see Nick Chubb do well. That guy coming
Jameis,
off horrible injuries. Go ahead.
Sorry. Jameis first game. Sunday, 1 o'clock against the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, fuck, dude.
tough way to come into it. Yeah. They're 8.5-point dogs at home.
Oh, my God. He's not going to be eating no W's that day.
No, dude. They're going to get shit on.
Yeah.
That's tough. But, hey, I think he gives him a better chance than Deshaun did. So,
Dude.
I hope he balls out.
I pretty much got bit by a dog today. I was delivering some food. I was doing Uber Eats. And I fucking go. Edible arrangement is where I had to pick up food for. Give this bitch, this kid, it's like his mom, the edible arrangement.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this little fucking rat dog, like this big. And I was like, oh, hey, fucking starts nipping at my fucking shins. And then, I like kind of get away from it. And I'm like, the dog like runs out in the front yard, and the dude's like, oh, come here. Like, doesn't really say shit. Then I'm walking back to my car, and he starts coming at me again. And I was like, dude, get your fucking dog. And he didn't, fucking respond.
Challenging you.
And then I was like, I was like, I'm going to fucking boot your dog if you don't get him out of here. And the dude still didn't do shit. And I just was like, I had my foot up ready to beat the fucking boot this dog like fucking Brandon Aubrey. And then I opened my car door, and if the thing would have came at my car door, I was kicking it right in the fucking head. Like, get your fucking dog, dude. Like, what is that? If that was like a pit bull, I would have been
fucked.
I would have been fighting the dog, and I would have been immediately punched it right in the fucking head or something. Like, I wouldn't have thought. I just saw a little rat dog. I'm like, oh, this dog's not going to be able to really hurt me. Fuck him. But if it was like a real dog, I would have started beating the dog up. And then they would have been like, dude, what are you doing to my dog? And I'm like, dude, the dog was trying to fight me. I had to beat the fuck out of your dog. Like, I'll fucking put that bitch in a sleeper hole, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, what the fuck is that?
I don't know what's crazier, that or Cressy getting a fucking glass of 2%.
Yeah, dude, definitely Cressy getting a 2%. Anyways.
Bro, I swear I've never laughed that hard, and I still, that's
a good one. I forgot about that one. That is a fucking good one.
Oh, that's great. Well, anyways, let's get the fuck out of here before I start
talking. Episode 132 is a wrap. We will see everybody next week. Fucking Halloween week.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Peace.
Later.